21216876, and I am on I-405. Just if I go on the 405, I can see that I was smoking really bad, and then all now I've got the engine hot, or something about an engine light that just came on, but it has since gone off since I'm talking to you. I'm on the side of the road, stopped right now.
Okay, so you're out of the way then, correct?
Technically, yes. I could probably pull over a little bit better, but I'm not going to be able to open the door. That's how narrow this space is.
Okay, well, keep yourself safe. If you can safely do so, put out your triangles so that nobody runs into you there, and make sure that you've got the engine shut off, of course, and we'll road call you right there. And just relax, we'll get some help as quick as we can. Are you blocking the lane at all?
No, I'm not blocking the lane, but I am in a precarious spot, and it is still smoking, by the way.
Okay, keep it shut off. And is the smoke white, like steam?
Look white? You want me to turn this, stop the whole engine off, or the night park?
Yes, turn it off completely. And is it steam or smoke? Can you tell?
No, I can't tell. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can open the door and maybe distinguish if it's a metal smell.
Okay, when you go back there, make sure you use your nose and your eyes and everything first to make sure that this is not going to flare up on you if you open the door. And there's an automatic fire extinguisher in there that will shut down any fire. So the main thing is that you got to shut off and you're out of the way. But just be very, very careful. Look under the bus first and see if you can see any water under it. If you see any water under it, then we can pretty much assume that you've blown a cooling line.
I can't take the phone with me, so if you could just give me about 30 seconds, 45 seconds to look under, or at least around the bus, I'll get back to you after that.
Okay, just for clarification, you're 405 South, just before the exit?
I just came off of the Columbia on-ramp, and I'm within a mile or so from there.
Okay, so not 405, then I-5, correct?
It says I-405 Fremont Bridge South.
Okay, so you're almost to the Fremont Bridge then, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so I-5 South, on the right side of the shoulder, just before the Fremont Bridge southbound. All right, we did a road call right there. Just protect yourself.
I'll just go ahead and get the triangle set up and wait for assistance. Thank you so much.
And call me back if you learn anything when you're back there.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, 2031.